Welcome to part two of our 15-year anniversary interview with LogicSource founder and CEO Heather Cartwright. Have a listen as Heather and Marnie Hughes discuss agility, adaptability, and female CEOs. Enjoy!
So a little more on the personal side now. I'm just wondering what it's like to be a female CEO in today's business marketplace.
Well, it's very exciting, and it continues to be so. I've certainly had to develop my skills in a broad range of areas over the last 15 years in order to keep the company alive. Probably the most challenging aspect is, you know, been bringing on a new partner, and our succession plan is for Scott to take over the CEO role in another 3 years, and working with him to help him learn, you know, the historical aspects of the business and developing that succession plan and the growth plan as well. So that's probably been the most exciting part of that, of my current role.
If you were to give any tidbits of wisdom or pieces of advice to a young woman who is working towards becoming a CEO in her own firm, any thoughts, anything that you would suggest or advise?
I think certainly one of the underrated elements that I have learned over time is really trying to hone my listening skills. I remember getting feedback when I was in management in the corporate world that you don't listen well. And I think while certainly that's probably a true statement, I think that the pace of my brain works at a different pace than other people, and I think that slowing down and really carefully listening is really a critical success factor in any leadership role.
Heather, I understand that LogicSource opened its doors for business in May of 2001, and I'm wondering what made you decide to start a new business?
Well, yes, that's true. We started in May 2001, and the history of my desire to get into the consulting profession goes back to when I worked with Fred Jadair in senior management and was working with Sears Canada, and Anderson Consulting did a significant amount of work with Sears Canada and Fred Jadair and resulted in millions of dollars of cost savings throughout the industry, as well as for both Sears and Frigidaire, there was significant savings. And I thought it would be a very exciting venture into consulting at that time. So when I left Frigidaire back in 97, my desire was to get into consulting. I originally started a company called Pearl Management Services and quickly realized that I didn't know much about the consulting industry. And so obtained a job offer from CGI Group, specializing in supply chain logistics as a subject matter expert in that field in the management consulting group, and worked with them for 3 years and then subsequently with Ernst & Young for a couple years. And that's when LogicSource became a reality, was after the bubble burst in back in 2001, and there was a lot of change and so on in the consulting industry.
So it sounds like there was a lot of evolution leading up to the starting of the business. Has it changed much? Has the business direction changed much in the last 15 years?
Yes and no. Our original tagline was strategically integrating logistics, supply chain, and technology, which is certainly a mouthful. And we did that for a number of years, and we still provide those services with clients. But the last new evolution of our tagline is connecting strategy to results. So we've learned so much about how, what clients need and how to provide new and improved service offerings that really we've climbed the more strategic ladder, and we don't just do the back office side of things anymore. We work and align the business strategy to a number of the areas, both on the revenue generation side and the cost reduction side.
So you've been able to adapt and ensure that the service you were providing was meeting the needs of the client.
Yes, we've certainly been successful in that area.
So that actually leads me into the next question. I was going to say that you're in a very competitive space, so I was just curious what your strategy is to capture market share, and it sounds to me part of it might be the agility and adaptability that you're describing. Is there anything else that you would say about that?
Absolutely. We're working on developing a more comprehensive marketing and social media platform, as many organizations are at this time, and trying to really understand more about how prospective clients and contacts connect with us and how we can quickly connect with the right people and provide more awareness of our services. I think that's probably key to our success going forward, because certainly we get great feedback from our clients, but trying to scale as a result of more clients and working with a broader range of clients has been challenging.
So how would you characterize the capacity and ability to manage the change? And I guess what I'm saying there is, this sounds like a lot is going on. How do you manage that and keep it all organized?
Well, it's very challenging. Part of it is automating our business processes. Part of it is highly structured on the back end, so that there is systematic procedures to run the back office on the business. And on the front end of it, we need to maintain creativity and be very opportunistic while focusing on key sectors that we are interested in, you know, working with clients where there is change in their business and where we believe there is a good value proposition for our services. So we need to be very focused and yet very agile.
I just wanted to ask you one more question about what the future looks like for Logic Source Consulting.
Well, we are very excited about our latest service offering, and we are very excited about the opportunities for Logic Source going forward. We are working with this fairly new social media strategy and marketing strategy and automating our business processes with Salesforce and with QuickBooks Online and working with our team. It's a very exciting and well-developed infrastructure that will allow us to grow exponentially. There's also very good skills on the market, and the hybrid skills that we have, or let me say the different types of skills and knowledge that my partner Scott and I have developed and are looking to develop in our team, will really give us the success that we need to propel us forward and be successful.
Sounds like very exciting, and I look forward to speaking to you again in another 15 years. Thank you very much for your time, and congratulations on successful 15 years in business.
Thank you, Marnie. It's been very wonderful speaking with you today, and I really appreciate the time that you've taken to speak with me about Logic Source.
That's all, folks. We hope you enjoyed part two. If you'd like to listen to part one again, it's linked at the bottom of this month's blog post. If you have questions or comments, go ahead and leave them in the comment section of our blog, or go to www.logicsource.com and click the email address located in the top right. Thanks for listening.